Some things just don't belong together, like the Three Stooges at an art opening. Yet this month, planetariums around the country try to blend religion and science in their annual Star of Bethlehem program, where that most famous star is explained as possibly just a comet, or a supernova, or a Jupiter in the constellation Aries. But planetarium directors know very well that their show is make-believe, since you can't get anywhere by following something in the sky, because everything moves. You'd go in a giant semicircle if you followed any celestial object. Plus, no astronomical body can come to a screeching halt over Bethlehem or anywhere else. Only objects in the middle of the northern sky don't move. It's where Polaris hangs motionless. But that eliminates planets, which are never in the north. And anyway, the Magi were not going north, but southwest to get to Bethlehem. So the Star of Bethlehem could not possibly be any of these celestial objects in these Christmas programs, and planetarium directors know this. Moreover, the Star of Bethlehem appears in Matthew, but isn't even mentioned in Luke. And much evidence suggests that the account, written a century later, was meant as an astrological omen, and not a physical thing in the sky. Now, I'm not attacking religion here. Indeed, when planetariums suggest that some natural phenomenon, such as a comet, just happened to appear at the right place and then just happened to stop and hover over Bethlehem, that's already indistinguishable from a miracle. Why offer a science explanation that has to unfold outside the laws of science? This yearly exercise actually confirms why science and religion make strange bedfellows. Their marriage always produces odd offspring, and in this case it's twins, a planetarium show with false astronomy, plus the implication that faith in the miraculous is unnecessary because there's a logical explanation for the star. Both religion and science are poorly served. But these planetarium shows will keep running. They've become their own tradition. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.